Volume 2400, Tape 2403C. Hello, how's it going today? Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2403C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Look at Figure 1. Here are some words and phrases we use to talk about the rules of the road. Some of them are things we should do when we drive, and others are things we should not do. Listen and repeat these words and phrases after me. Ready? Begin. Gradually. Accelerate gradually. Steady. Maintain a steady speed. Gentle. Make gentle turns. Smoothly. Operate the car smoothly. Jerking. Start with a jerking movement. Slam. Slam on the brakes. Abrupt. Turn in an abrupt manner. Exceed. Exceed the speed limit. Notice that the first four words and phrases are things you do if you are a good driver, and the last four are what you do if you are a poor driver. Of course, you don't want to be a poor driver, so you don't do the last four things. Now look at Figure 2. You see two columns, one marked a safe driver, a good operator, and the other marked an unsafe driver, a poor operator. You will hear a sentence. If the sentence is about a good driver, a safe one, mark A, the safe driver column. If it is about a bad driver, an unsafe one, mark B, the unsafe driver column. Ready? Listen to number one. We'll do it as an example. Don't repeat, just listen and mark. Number one. The first person, a man, controls his car smoothly and with ease. Okay. Is the man in this sentence a good driver or a poor one? He's a good one, a safe one, so you should mark A, the safe driver column, next to number one. Now listen to the rest of the sentences. When you finish, I'll give you the answers so you can check your work. Listen carefully and mark A or B. Number two. The second person, a woman, always exceeds the speed limit. Number three, the third person, also a woman, constantly cuts back and forth from lane to lane. Number four, the fourth person, a young man, drives too close to the car ahead of him, and then it becomes necessary to slam on the brakes. Number five, the fifth person, a young woman, begins the stop soon enough that she accomplishes it by a gentle pressure on the brakes. Number six. The sixth person, an older woman, starts the car moving slowly and gradually accelerates to the desired speed. Number seven. The seventh person, an older man, starts the car with an abrupt, jerking movement. Number eight. The eighth person, another young man, selects the proper lane and usually stays in it. Number nine. The ninth person maintains a steady speed on the highway and gets there on time. Number 10. The tenth person shifts the car erratically from one side of the road to the other and makes very abrupt turns. Okay, now let's check what you did. Put an X by the ones you didn't get correct. We did number 1 together. It was A. For number 2, you should have marked B. I said the second person always exceeds the speed limit. A good driver does not exceed the speed limit. Only a poor driver does. Number 3 should be marked B also. I said the third person constantly cuts back and forth from lane to lane. Only a poor driver, an unsafe one, does this. The good driver usually stays in his lane. The answer to number 4 is B. The sentence was, the fourth person drives too close to the car ahead of him, and then it becomes necessary to slam on the brakes. He's a bad driver. Number 5 is A. I said, the fifth person begins the stop soon enough that she accomplishes it by a gentle pressure on the brakes. She's a good driver. Number 6 is also a good driver. I said, the sixth person starts the car moving slowly and gradually accelerates to the desired speed. A good driver usually accelerates gradually. Number 7 is B. He's the opposite of number 6. Listen. The seventh person starts the car with an abrupt, jerking movement. He's an unsafe driver. For number 8, you should have marked A, and number 9, also A. In number 8, I said, the eighth person selects the proper lane and usually stays in it. In number 9, the sentence was, the ninth person maintains a steady speed on the highway and gets there on time. Both of these are good, safe drivers. And the answer to the last one, number 10, is B. He's unsafe. Listen to the sentence again. The tenth person shifts the car erratically from one side of the road to the other and makes very abrupt turns. We're finished. Did you get all of them correct? I certainly hope so. Write down the number you got correct at the right. Now look at figure 3. Here you see 5 groups of 3 sentences each. You will hear a sentence from the tape. Circle the letter A, B, or C of the sentence in figure 3 that goes best with what you heard. Let's do number 1 together. Listen. Number 1. John went around the corner too fast. Now, circle A, B, or C. What did you circle? If it was the letter B, you are correct. John went around the corner too fast means he made an abrupt turn. Letter B. Okay, let's continue. Listen carefully and then circle A, B, or C. Number 2. Mary made a smooth stop. Number 3. The car jerked forward abruptly at the traffic light. Number 4. Tom doesn't have a feel for the controls. It is his first time to drive a car. Number 5. Alice gave some words of advice and caution to the student. Listen now to the correct answers. Number 1, you remember, was B. The answer to number 2 is A. I said, Mary made a smooth stop. To stop, she has to apply the brakes. In number 3, you should have circled C. The driver started suddenly. I said, the car jerked forward abruptly at the traffic light, which means the same as to start suddenly. For number 4, the correct answer is also C. I said, Tom doesn't have a feel for the controls. It is his first time to drive a car. Of course, if it's his first time, he will very likely be tense and nervous. And the answer to number 5 is B. The sentence you heard was, Alice gave some words of advice and caution to the student. She did that because she's an instructor, demonstrating the proper way. Let her be. Well, that was the last one. A short exercise, wasn't it? You probably did well on it, didn't you? Now count up the number you got correct and write it down at the bottom of the figure. Turn now to figure 4. At the top of the page, you see a street map with 5 cars and a house. At the bottom of figure 4, you see 4 sets of 3 answers each. Here is what you are going to do. I will give you instructions, and you should follow them. As I am giving you the instructions, I will ask you 4 questions. You will answer the questions by circling A, B, or C for each number in figure 4. Do you understand? Well, let's try it out. Listen carefully and follow my instructions. Look at the map in figure 4. There are 5 cars, A, B, C, D, and U. Where is car D? It's on Washington Street near the house. And what street are all the other cars on? They're all on the highway. Now look at U, Y-O-U. You are traveling eastward to the right behind car A. Car A is going very slow, and you don't want to stay behind him. Question number 1. What should you do? Look at number 1 at the bottom of figure 4 and circle A, B, or C for your answer. Again, question number 1 is, what should you do? Finished? What did you circle? I hope you circled letter B. That's the correct answer. You should change lanes to pass. Now put the point of your pen or pencil on the front of U, the car you are in. Ready? With your pen or pencil, draw a line from the right lane to the left lane around car A and back to the right lane again. You should have finished drawing the line around A. You should have passed A, and now you are in front of him. You are coming to an intersection, but you cannot continue straight ahead. Cars B and C have just had an accident, and they are blocking the road. Question number 2. What should you do? Again, circle A, B, or C in number 2 at the bottom of figure 4. Finished? Did you circle A, B, or C? If you circled B or C, and if you maintain a steady speed straight ahead, or shift to the left lane and continue, you will have an accident. You will hit car B. The correct answer is A. Make a smooth turn to your right. Now with your pen or pencil, continue the line you were drawing. Draw the line from the highway southward, or to the right, on New York Street, and continue down until you come to another street. Stop. What's the name of the street you have come to? It's Texas Street, isn't it? Now draw your line eastward to the left on Texas Street until you come to the first street. Stop. What's the name of the street on your left? It's California Street. Turn left onto California Street and draw your line northward. Stop before you come to the highway. In the middle of the highway, there's a traffic light. It's red. Question number 3. What should you do? Again, circle A, B, or C. What did you circle? The correct answer is B. When the light is red, you should apply gentle pressure to the brakes, so you will stop smoothly. Now the light is green. Continue drawing the line northward on California Street, but don't cross Washington Street yet. There's a car coming very fast on Washington Street. You didn't see him, and you are almost on Washington Street yourself. Quick, do something. Question number 4. What should you do? Circle A, B, or C. Did you circle A or C? I hope C. If you gradually increase the pressure on the brakes, letter A, it will be too late and you will hit car D. You must slam on the brakes quickly. The correct answer for number 4 is the letter C. Now you are almost home. Finish drawing your line from where it is to the house. Have you finished? That's good. If you answered all the questions correctly, you must be a pretty good driver. Maybe you can take me for a ride sometime. Right now, though, count the number correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 4. This is the last exercise on the tape. Look at figure 5 in the tape support material. You see 7 numbers with the letters T and F after each number. I will read a sentence for you. If it is true, you should circle the letter T. If it is not correct, then it is false, and you should circle the letter F. Here's the first one. Listen and circle T or F. Number 1. A sharp turn means an abrupt turn. Did you circle T? That's correct. The sentence is true. A sharp turn is an abrupt turn. Now listen to the rest of the sentences and circle T or F for each one. Number 2. It is a traffic violation to drive at a constant speed. Number 3. You should put ice on your windshield in the winter. Number 4. 500 miles per hour is an excessive speed for a car. Number 5. The movements of a good driver will always be awkward and unskilled. Number 6. A jerking movement is very smooth. It's never erratic. Number 7. When you observe something, you notice it. Now let's check your answers. Put an X if it's wrong. We said number 1 was T, true. Number 2 is false, F. The sentence was, it is a traffic violation to drive at a constant speed. Of course, this is not true. It is not a violation. It is not against the law, unless you go faster, unless you exceed the speed limit. Number 3 is false, F. I said, you should put ice on your windshield in the winter. This is wrong. You shouldn't put it on. You should take it off. Remove it so you can see. Number 4 is true, T. The sentence was, 500 miles per hour is an excessive speed for a car. Of course 500 miles is much too fast for a car. Number 5 is false, F. I said, the movements of a good driver will always be awkward and unskilled. The opposite is true. A good driver will almost never have awkward or unskilled movements. Number 6 is also false, F. The sentence was, a jerking movement is very smooth. It's never erratic. Again, the opposite is true. A jerking movement isn't smooth at all. It's usually erratic. And number 7 is true, T. When you observe something, you notice it. The words observe and notice mean more or less the same. That was the last one. Did you get them all right? I hope so. Write the number correct. Well, we're almost finished. But before you go, turn to the evaluation exercises for tape 2403C. Read the directions carefully for each part. Then use your pen or pencil to complete the exercise. Your instructor will check your work when you are finished. Okay, do the evaluation exercise now. This is the end of tape 2403C.